everyone does some sort of analytics, and they hire people, and they say that the GMs have an analytics background. So in my spare time, I'm going to the University of Phoenix. Weather's change, weather's changing, global weather, global climate change.
Global weather.
Whatever you want to call it. There's been a lot of changes in sports since growing up. It's all about analytics. It's all about sabermetrics. I was reading Moneyball, Billy Bean, that was 15 years ago, where they came up with OPS, got to figure out a way to beat the system to compete against big market teams. It's analytics. It's numbers. I was watching a spring training game. Bryce Harper's up. They moved 4 outfielders and 3 infielders because statistics show, based on the trajectory of the swing and how he's going to hit the ball, it's going to be either pop-up or ground ball to first base.
I would say my war is 200% over yours.
For softball? Little League?
General.
Little League? For your entire career?
Wins above replacement?
What season? Are you the Mike Trout?
Podcast season.
Oh, that's not true.
Keep going.
So now there's like 12 to 15 different analytics people in every front office. If you look at the last couple of seasons, the Red Sox won last year. The Astros won the year before. The Dodgers went back to back. They're big on analytics. The Cardinals are big on analytics. Like, the teams that now are successful have taken what Billy Bean or Bill James created. And now that everyone does some sort of analytics and they hire people and they say that the GMs have an analytics background. So in my spare time, I'm going to the University of Phoenix. I'm taking over to the M's.
Answer me this. Do you like that? Do you appreciate it? Here's my thing.
I think there's a room for some analytics. I don't think everything needs to be analytics.
Baseball it's on the downward trajectory in terms of fun.
Whoa.
I mean, if you're opening with a closer and...
That's another change. The opener.
Exactly. I mean, how fun is that? You tell me.
Well, if you're the Devil Rays, you got to do something. They're the ones that came up with the opener. We're talking about a relief pitcher who opens up a game, pitches maybe 2 or 3 innings, and then it's all about matchups here on out, right, left, who hits what to close the game. We'll see if more teams take on the opener. I don't like that. I think I'm more of a traditionalist. You have a starting pitcher, you have a bullpen, you have a reliever. I don't like a starter to go out there for 2 games and then to change it around.
How many pitchers do you need to have?
Well, so they're saying if you don't have 5 good starting pitchers, let's say you only have 3, then those 3 would pitch and then you would have a couple bullpen games and then you'd go back to your starters. But you would need your starters to pitch deep into the game to save your bullpen, or you'd have to carry less players, position players, and carry more bullpen players. It's tricky.
So me as a fan, you know, you look at games, I'm like, what game is Felix starting?
You're not looking at Felix starting anymore.
He's bad.
Unless you want to sit in the left field bleachers. That shout out was for Madden.
Madden's currently in like Japan.
Really?
Yeah. Let's get some more shout-outs.
Did he renew his season tickets, or did you guys renew your season tickets?
I'm going to the he's in Japan, so I'm going to the draft tomorrow, or Monday.
What draft?
You go draft our tickets.
I thought they'd be giving them away for free.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Understood.
We got changes in football, too. Pass-friendly, spread offense. It's all about the quarterbacks. The running back was almost going away until he started to incorporate the running back in the offense. Gurley's catching a lot of passes. Le'Veon Bell catches a lot of passes. You got Kamara, my player comp, catching a lot of passes. I think I maybe missed my shot. I mean, I wouldn't run you over, but I'd catch a lot of balls.
That's why we should have the free agent.
I'm like Christian McCaffrey. That's my player comp.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Give me the combine.
The free agent combine.
Yeah, hear my story.
That'd be good.
Yeah. I'd run a 5.340. I drop like 5 balls. I get stuck in the tire and fall over.
I would love that. No, I would. I would honestly love to
so
see.
So wait, do you want the person to make it to the end, or do you want the person to fail at the combine?
Both.
You want reality TV.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But football's changed. Defensive backs can't even touch the wide receivers. Can't even get close to the quarterback. It's a penalty.
Here's my thing. I do not like football.
At all. You played not football.
I know.
So you have baseball over football? So baseball, the fun is dwindling.
Basketball is still the truest sport.
What is your favorite sport to go
watch
live?
Let me elaborate on that. So baseball, you go to a game.
Yeah.
You sit down. Something happens. There's arbitrary stuff that goes on. Maybe, you know, it's long. It's like egregious. It's fun, but not fun.
I hope for extra innings every game.
Exactly.
It's free baseball.
Really?
On the weekends, not during the week.
Yeah, when you show up in the seventh inning.
LA traffic's bad.
So the other thing being football is...
No.
What?
Well, when you go to a football game, you can't even really see the action.
Exactly.
I'd rather watch it on TV.
Exactly. So you sit there and you go, I'd rather watch Red Zone than get up out of this seat and pay... X amount, right? Basketball. There's fouls, but there's no, you know, a play happens, oh, we're going to call, you know, someone out of bounds or not a catch or a foul ball or not necessarily a foul
it's
ball.
It's a lot of action.
Right.
There's so not a lot of downtime.
Exactly.
Like in football, there's a lot. When you go to games and there's a timeout, it takes forever.
Exactly. So my thing is, and we don't cover hockey much, but hockey would be my...
Pizza guy can come back in here. He covers hockey.
Pizza guy.
Pizza guy.
No, but what I'm saying is there is level of attention of any generation, and myself included. It is, basketball is the easiest thing to acclimate to.
Did you see that agility?
I didn't see that.
That footwork?
I think you did 2.5.
It's NFL free agency. Do you think I have a shot?
Good segue. And while we wrap this up, I want to say that obviously Cougar Nation.
Why are you out of breath?
Dude, Cougar Nation, we're with you. And Valencia's Hope.
You need a 20-second timeout?
I might. Do you want to get into NFL free agency?
We should. It started.
Go ahead.
We have Antonio Brown coming to the Raiders.
Do you want to?
Maybe. I'll show it a little later.
I think you should put it on now.
All right.
It's appropriate. So here's my take on NFL free agency. There is the idea that obviously if you're unrestricted, you can go into, you can't go into arbitration. You're basically out there. And.
I'm swimming into this thing.
Looks like you have pads on.
I know.
So NFL free agency. So here's my thing. Draft combine.
Yep.
Meaning anyone, or not anyone, but you have to be selected for the draft combine, right?
Invited.
Invited. You're generally a senior, someone that's eligible for the draft. They see NFL teams want you to come perform. You do the 40, you do the high jump, you do the broad jump, long jump.
Do you do the burpee challenge? Can we submit this? I want to go to the combine next year.
You very well could. Hold on. Let me tell you.
But please give me a size small jersey. I can't even see my arms.
This is bad. Why don't we make a free agent combine? Like meaning, it. You're right. If I can run a 4.440,
you can.
If I can broad jump 11 feet.
I've seen it.
Is it 11 feet? 11 inches. 11 feet is a long way.
11 feet. I just nodded my head. I was trying to think of what I was going to say.
If next. I can high jump 36 inches. 36 inches. If I can. What?
Shuttle run.
Yeah, what does it matter? These kids are getting up. There is.
So it's like the American Idol of
right, exactly.
Football.
I want a story. I want Jim from Scranton, PA, who was a garbage man. that can bench press 225 32 times to make it in the NFL.
Okay. I think it's a great idea. I think there's some diamonds in the rough. But in all seriousness, there's probably people who played junior college. They played college at not a big school or big name that have the ability to play in the NFL, and it's a great idea.
Okay. So
let's get it going.
Roger Goodell, if you're listening, let's implement that. And maybe, I mean, my whole thing is stories. What are you going to do? I want a good story. I don't want to hear of Blake Bortles being picked up by the Chargers and making $16 million, and he's horrible. I want to hear about Joe, the garbage man, who was a garbage man and is now a defensive end for the Chargers and is making lots of money and sacking quarterbacks.
Well, we should hear it. What moves have the people made so far?
Let's see. We got the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
We don't talk about East Coast.
Well, here's the thing, that there hasn't been many moves made on the West Coast other than the Raiders by, you know, Gruden. And that's because as of Tuesday, there is been no playoff teams that have actually taken part in free agency.
Signing or transactions? Because one playoff team made a trade.
Who?
The Chiefs. They traded to the night. They traded a defensive end of the liner.
D Niners. Ford. D yeah. Ford. All right. Let me get back to my idea, just cement this.
All right.
So anyone can participate. You come in, free agent draft. So if you're Trent Richardson, you're playing in the AF. What's that league?
AFL.
AFL. I'm pretty sure it's the AAFL.
All right. Well, can Johnny Manziel try out?
Yes, he can. Exactly. My point. Like, take all these quarterbacks. Like, Gardner Minshew probably shouldn't be in the league. But yet, some of
you
these...
You tell me he's not as good as a backup quarterback in the NFL?
Who knows, right? Give him a couple million bucks. I mean, it's... Ooh. All right, NFL free agency. Let's get back to it.
So the Browns just traded for Odell Beckham Jr. Do they have the best wide receiver tandem in the NFL?
Two LSU wide receivers, yes.
Yeah, the Juice, Odell, so and your boy Baker.
Let me give you some analogies.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I don't know if they're analogies or... Yeah, I think they're analogies.
Just run with it. No one's watching this anyway.
My analogy is this. NFL free agency is very similar to Black Friday. We have teams that haven't won the championship sitting there. I'm going to go get that 70-inch plasma. They're running as hard as they can. They're barreling over everyone.
I'm going to line up on Tuesday.
Yep, exactly. So they've been camping out. Boom, I know the guy that I want. I'm going to run. And then all of a sudden, 72-inch plasma is gone.
What happened?
The Samsung's gone. The good one. The one that everyone wants.
Where'd they go?
They went to everyone that obviously betted higher than they did. And then you're left with the... Westinghouse.
Ugh, I don't want a Westinghouse.
Yeah, exactly. It looks okay, but you know for a fact that when you bring it in your home,
it's not going to even make it to Cyber Monday.
No, exactly. All the while, Bill Belichick's in the, you know, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the playoff teams are all sitting back. You go. I'm going to stay here and watch, see what you do, and collect the high value. High efficiency.
So the teams that are making moves and are doing stuff are sitting back waiting.
No, the teams that are doing stuff right now are imbeciles.
The teams that are going to make the significant moves are waiting.
Are waiting, correct. They built for through the draft. One. Have you ever been to an auction?
Yeah, that's where I got this jersey. I clearly lost.
So auction. First item off the bid, everyone's firing away. Right? First person, I want to win that.
Yeah.
Next thing. The best ones are always at the last. No one has any money left.
No. You got to be patient. You got to be smart.
Exactly. That's NFL free agency for you. It's like an auction draft. I'm going to wait.
Have your Hawks made any moves?
None.
What do they need to do this offseason?
They need to address the offensive line. Frank Clark's an issue. Earl Thomas left.
What about their punter kicker who was in those TV commercials?
Dickerson?
Yeah. How's he doing?
My boy, he's selling more gutters than God knows. There's been more rain course gutters than...
Is he now your bellhop at your high rise?
No, he's not. He's not my bellhop.
He's your Orange Theory instructor?
No, he's not. The last thing I'll say, another analogy.
Okay.
Slot machines. You walk into Vegas. Boo, 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 boo. Okay, great. You're going to come in. You're going to see the Desperate Housewives slot machine right in front of you. Don't put $20 in that. That's like the free agent that's sitting there like, I got knee problems.
It's a sucker's bet.
Exactly.
Fool's gold.
Yeah. Go to the back. Go to where like they can't even see you. Those are where the good stuff are. And that's why Seahawks, Patriots.
Niners. Chargers.
Easy, 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 easy. But I've looked at it and it's the Patriots, it's the Seahawks that have not made moves, which is smart in my opinion.
You just grouped the Seahawks with the Patriots?
Yep, I did.
Wow.